That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Lauren said she's had the worst day ever. Like,
it's just the worst period day. I'm just very periody today. Just many cramps, could cry at any second, hate everyone, feel horrible.
That could cry at any second period feeling is visceral and so relatable. Like, it's like we all know it. It's like one thing can literally tick you off. Like, you can walk into a coffee shop and they could be like, sorry, we're out of oat milk. And you could just burst.
Nervous for my client after this, because I feel like it's going to happen with her, because I'm going to be like, I have to be like well-behaved and not snarky. And if one thing's like, could you just recurl this piece? Like, that could be it. That could be the time I cry in front of a client.
That could be what breaks you. Yeah. It's like you're at any moment you can break.
What's the stupidest thing you guys have ever cried over?
Oh my God, the three of us? Literally.
Yeah, like, I have one in my head.
Okay, you go ahead, because yours is probably the funniest.
It probably is. Lauren, do you know what I'm going to say?
You couldn't go to a restaurant that you wanted to go to?
Oh, well, that's always very annoying.
Okay.
That's definitely not weird of me.
I know what.
Remember when you guys were making fun of my smiley face toes and I didn't talk to Sierra and Briar for a month?
Yeah.
Wait, can you explain it to the rest of us?
Yeah. So I was going into ninth grade. We were a couple weeks from going into high school. And we were having a sleepover. We were having a great time. But I became like the butt of everybody's joke. Like, everybody just started making fun of me like crazy. And I was like laughing it off. But then collectively, like, all of you were making fun of the fact that I showed them earlier how I put smiley faces on my toes with like my toenails with paint. They're like
with nail polish.
Yeah, duh. Yes. And then everybody started making fun of me for putting smiley faces on my toes. And then I ran upstairs sobbing and slept with my mom.
Oh my God, Ashley, Lauren.
And I didn't talk to them for a full month. And like Sierra and Briar, we saw basically
month?
Every
Not
day
me.
At this
she talks
point.
To me.
No. Yeah, of course. Talk to Lauren.
No way, a full month. What was the conversation that like made all this come to a resolution? Were they like, I'm sorry we made fun of your smiley toes?
I don't know. They may have. I really don't remember. I just remember taking a walk a month into high school. Taking a walk around the neighborhood, just talking to Sierra about like how school was and like how it was different and like all that. And I don't remember bringing up the toes. We just kind of
you became
like,
a woman when
rug.
You started high school and realized you can't have smiley faces on your toes. There was never a good time for those.
And now smiley faces are on people's nails all the time.
I know.
Is it triggering for you to see someone with
it
that?
Is.
Or is
I
it,
think about
more
it every time.
Really?
I think about that moment every time I see smiley faces on people's nails. Now.
I think you should reclaim it and do that as your next pedicure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
For Sierra's wedding.
Oh my God, you should. Ultimate payback. Yeah. Ultimate payback.
That's so funny.
Because you're a bachelorette,
you
right?
A bride, yeah, bridesmaid, yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever the fuck they're called. You know I retired from that shit. Okay, so I think you should wear a fucking smiley face dress. That's what I would do. I'd be like, that's what you
really
get.
Funny. So make funny. Them like professional. Like professional did your smiley faces. I think they made fun of you because you just did a dot dot in the thingy with your own like blue nail polish.
I was a 14-year-old.
Like the Walmart logo, Lauren.
Yeah, so of course.
It was. But it was like pink polish and then I put like yellow... paid for the smiles.
That sounds really pretty, actually. I'm into that.
It wasn't really pretty, but it would be really cool if I got like a professional pedicure where I had like a couple circle yellow smiley faces.
Please post a photo of this when you do it. I thought you were going to give an example of crying, like the silliest thing you've cried over recently. Mine was very recently, and I'm going to be a little transparent now as much as I can be, but for those of you that follow me that know, you know, I love what I do and I'm a TV host or whatever, you know, and there's like an actors and writers strike right now. I feel like across the board in the entertainment industry, people just don't really get paid what their value is. Mm-hmm. And I was in the midst of a negotiation for a contract and just was feeling like really just like fucking undervalued, you know, because it costs so much to live in LA. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's the reason why everyone's striking. It's like impossible to like live off the wages. Yeah. But anyways, so I called a friend while I was upset about it. And I was like very serious. And like, you know, when you're having like the most intense cry about it, when it's like most intense and you're just like really upset. So this is like a very serious cry and conversation I was having with her. And she was saying to me like, you know, this is why I feel like you really should just like go off and do your own thing and why, you know, a lot of people are influencers, especially like mm-hmm. in my space, you know, and because they're essentially their own boss and all those things. And so whatever, her and I have this conversation. The next day she calls me and she goes, hey, so like I was laughing during our conversation, but I didn't want to like not take you seriously because you were so deep in your tears and like so serious about it. But she said that I was like, I don't want to be an influencer. I don't want to make videos in my living room. Like, I just want to talk to people and interview people. But I was like so serious about it.
She wanted the opposite? I'm confused.
No, I was saying that to her during our conversation. Oh. And she was like, I didn't want to say this to you yesterday, but I was like laughing so hard because I seriously was crying. Like, that was the silliest thing I think I was crying about. Okay, I was like, I don't want to be an influencer. Yeah, and she's like, that's where we are in life now.
That's so
like,
true. That's pretty silly. That's so funny.
Like, that's where we are in society where I was like so fucking serious, you know?
So
that's
funny. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to be in the coal mines anymore. It's like, I don't want to make videos for my living room.
I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want to interview real humans. And she was like fucking dying. And I laughed so hard. What about you, Lauren?
That's really... Well, I mean, I see last night, like I was like definitely on the verge still. I feel like I just need to get it out like later, but I may get it out right now. I'm telling the story, but we were watching, the new documentary, the One Breath, the free dive documentary on Netflix. It's like this, I don't know. I feel like my heart's racing right now. I feel like I could have a panic attack. I don't have had too much coffee or I just need to cry.
Well, you know that you can cry.
Well, we
here.
Love
it's
it very when you cry.
But I don't really want to cry. Content. I don't really want to cry just in my makeup.
Ashley, it's not great content. Lauren, we care about you, and it's not for any
allowed,
other reason
I'm
that you're
I'm allowed,
allowed
to tell her
too
this.
Much coffee. She's my
I
sister.
I just had too much coffee. Okay, so we're watching the free dive documentary, and it was like I had the most bland day ever. Oh, I'm going to cry. I don't want to cry.
Lauren crying is the best, though, because it's so feeling.
I also think that when we don't want to cry, it's the best when you just do, because I feel like your body just wants to let it out.
Lauren, go just ahead. Quickly, go ahead. Okay. Yeah,
I had a really
you're having a bland
day. I was very bland. I had no one to talk to. I have no friends. And then I didn't know anything else.
I'm not even going to see, like, this is funny.
No, I
this
had no
let her
hang
cry.
Out. I had no friends to hang out with.
Yeah, but she doesn't even want friends.
But then the thing is, I don't even want to hang out with anyone.
No, but like, this is a serious
thing. I want
thing
someone. Yeah, so then, and then I was like, Hunter, can you just hang out with me? And then he had, of course, had to golf.
Aww. Well, Hunter wanted to hang. You wanted to hang out with Hunter?
Yeah, I was like, you're my last resort.
Lauren, this is so funny. Wait, but you know why this is really funny? Because I was going to save this. I don't get it. Because you said you were in a bad mood or you were, you know, feeling tender today. So I was like, I'll save this for another one because I don't want to make Lauren cry.
Whenever Nat says that, I'm like, is she having a chicken tender?
I literally, on my I don't get it list was I don't get why Lauren doesn't pick up my phone calls.
Because I,
First because of all, I was them, stranded in Richmond, Virginia on Tuesday.
What?
Emergency. I was on my way to do the Today Show and
why
flying
did
you text
to Newark. Her then? Oh, you flew to Richmond?
Because Lauren, I flew to Newark and we had to emergency land in Virginia.
Emergency landing?
Not just... emergency, but you know what I mean? Like, what's it called when they change it? Reroute, whatever.
Reroute. Diverted.
Divert, thank you. And so I was stuck there and I didn't know if I was going to make it for my Today Show hit the next day. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll go hang out with Lauren. And I call Lauren and Lauren never picks up my phone call. So.
Because you call me like while I'm working. And then when I'm finally done working, I'm like, oh, let me see like all my phone, all my messages. And then I'm like too exhausted to have like any kind of conversation. So like,
right. And
like,
I get
when I'm
that.
Ready for my, when I'm ready to talk and like, usually I'm like a zombie afterwards. I literally was about to post like, does anyone have literally absolutely no energy when you're done working to even to dinner, like do anything? I'm like, I don't have the energy to go to the movies to sit and not even talk. So
especially cause your work is like physical.
It's physical.
Like you're doing, I saw a meme the other day that was like, and this is so me, like I'll call a million people when I'm in the car, LA traffic, you know, catch up, talk. And then no one picks up. And then the worst is when I'm home late at night and everyone's calling me back. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk anymore. So I get it. Anyways, I love you. I'll be your friend. I was in Virginia. You didn't fucking pick up. So
Richmond's really
know,
far.
But you're a little
far. You're like 2 hours
I knew, but I could have got car service and still.
2 hour car service and then 2 hours back?
Yeah, no, I'm saying if we didn't fly out that night, but we ended up flying out that night. In my head, I was like, if I don't make it tomorrow, I might as well stay in Virginia and hang out with Lauren.
But yeah. Well, you just gotta text Lauren and then she'll call you back.
Ashley, I have a question for you.
Yes, Naz.
¿Estás disfrutando de mi podcast? Do you know what that means?
No, I don't, but it sounds gorgeous.
Thanks. Okay, so thanks to Babbel, you can actually know what that means. I basically was asking if you're like enjoying our podcast.
Because, I am.
Okay, good. Good to know. And you can enjoy listening to people speak in sexy Spanish because I know you think it's sexy when people do. And other languages, if you use Babbel, you can actually start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. It's the second best way to learn a new language. And
the
it's
best way is what then?
The best way is through immersion. So obviously, like if you moved to Dominican Republic and you spoke natively and used it every day, then you would learn Spanish. But obviously, that's not possible for everyone. So what is the second best way? Babbel. And because of Babbel, you can actually start speaking a new language, like I said, in just 3 weeks. And 1 in 5 Americans have put learn a new language on their bucket list. So if that is you, I think that you should totally try Babbel.
I do. I really wish that I would like that. Especially since it sounds so nice. And Spanish is used so many places, but it's not just Spanish that they have. They have many different languages. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations. And they are delivered with conversation-based teaching. So basically, like, you can learn about how to ask for directions, how to speak to merchants, order food. I mean, I know that when people are really just learning to go for a trip or something, they're always like, okay, well, let's see if I can figure out how to order food. And
that's probably most important to
you.
Yeah.
And navigate myself in the car. Yeah, definitely for me and Lauren. So there have been over 10 million subscriptions sold. Babbel is real language learning for real conversations. And we have a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. And the deal is amazing.
Wait, what is it?
Get 55% off your Babbel subscription with our code. Well, it's a special URL. Okay, ready, guys? Write it down. Babbel, Babbel.com/get it. So 55% off at Babbel. Babbel.com/get it. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm sorry you're feeling that way, Lauren.
No, it's fine.
You just
gotta
tell
awful.
Jared that I have to move to Virginia, you know?
I think you should move back to Virginia.
Yeah.
So Rhode Island's really fucking beautiful. That's
well, Rhode Island's really freaking nice right now.
Lauren, would you ever move? I know, Rhode Island in the summer, man.
I know.
Would you ever move to Rhode Island, Lauren, just since they have a coffee shop there?
I'd move to Rhode Island, but I feel like it's more plausible they'd move here.
Yeah, I think it'd be more plausible for me move to Virginia for sure. It's plausible. It's plausible. Yeah.
It's plausible.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Lauren had a child, like, there's no way that I would, like, let Jared there's no way I'd let him live here. But I will say Rhode Island is just like insanely too nice during the summer.
Rhode Island,
because like to this, this afternoon or this morning, whatever, we just like drove 6 minutes to the beach and just played with Dawson on the beach for like a couple of hours.
Did you ever move back to LA? Can't you just move back here?
No, we would never move back to LA.
Jared would never do it.
Lauren, why can't you move to LA? I have two bedrooms. You would
Lauren could never live with anyone though.
Yeah, but she could, first of all, she has lived with people. She lives with Hunter. And she can live alone. She makes she make way more money here doing hair than you would in Virginia.
I don't know. Actually, I don't think so. Because it's so saturated there.
Yeah.
Not really. Only Cashmere does NBR.
Well, I don't do NBR.
Oh, yeah. You do the other kind.
I do IBE. But either way, I feel like it is oversaturated. And I feel like I feel like there's only like four people here that do these extensions or anything.
Right.
But anyway, I figured, you know, and as how we always think, like nothing matters when you think about space and the whole thing that we always talk about, where like you zoom into the earth and you zoom out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what that's actually called for the word of the day?
Ooh,
it's
what?
Called nihilism.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
The
word.
Whole sense that we are nothing and life has absolutely no meaning and we should do whatever we want all the time. There's a word and it's nihilism. And I thought that was so interesting.
But I don't think that. That's like saying there's absolutely no meaning.
I don't like that.
That's like not, maybe that's you. That's not me.
No, it's not like necessarily me, but I feel like I could see how someone would think that way very, very easily if you let yourself.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no.
There's definitely people that think that way. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the way that we think is that like at the end of the day, it's everything is very inconsequential. Things that bother us at the end of the day, it's just as long as we're happy, healthy, and safe. And when I mean happy, I mean generally good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I believe everything's a test for spiritual growth. Like I feel like we're here to grow and like get past things, and everything's like a test.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. But anyways, I'm sorry you're feeling that way, Lauren. The last thing I'll say is I think social anxiety is a very real thing that a lot of people don't talk about enough. And like it's exactly that feeling of like wanting to hang out with people but not wanting to hang out with people.
Yeah.
It's like you want to be around people. We're in an epidemic of loneliness. You want to feel connected to humans. But then there's this like fucking daunting anxiety that comes with meeting people. Like, do I even want to do that? Do I want to be around them? Are they going to ask me about this? Are they going to think this of me? And I think a lot of people I don't fully understand social anxiety. Mm-hmm. I definitely have been in groups where I'm like, I hope people like me, you know, and I want to be liked. But I think social anxiety is like way different than that.
Yeah. Like I want to ask Lauren a question because like I can understand it, but I don't know how much I've really experienced it. I've experienced it on Stars on Mars 1000%. That's like a rare moment where I'm like, oh wow. Like I feel so socially awkward right now that like, I think I'm going to combust inside.
But Lauren's I think feeling socially awkward and wanting to fit in that what you and I feel, I think is very different than having social anxiety. That's not what having social anxiety is. That's like normal human feeling.
Yeah. But like, is it different than...
It's really intense.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Other than like, you want to hang out with people, but it takes too much energy to like worry about all the little nuances, like keeping up with conversation and not seeming like a boring person, but like, you know, trying to like and not talking too much and just worrying about like every little thing coming out of your mouth. And
you really worry about that when we're with
like that.
Yeah. So Ashley, I'm looking it up now. It's irrational anxiety. So you being in a group of people, like feeling awkward is rational. Me being in a group of people, wanting them to like me is rational. This is like irrational fear, self-consciousness, embarrassment.
I'm just mostly curious about how this is Lauren right now because this is definitely a newer development. Like you have been introverted, but where like you like don't want to use your energy to socialize, but now you're saying you're super duper self-conscious when you do.
I think that I'm living such a fucking
like such a routine. My life is such a routine that I have no like nothing to contribute, and I don't want to seem like the person with nothing to contribute, because like I would always make fun of like the boring person in the room, like, oh my god, that's so boring. And now I am that person, and that gives me anxiety. So I just have a very routine life, but when I tried, I'm like, oh, after work I'll go do, I'll maybe try a new restaurant. I'm too fucking tired to do it, so I don't even have like a new restaurant to contribute. I got nothing new to contribute. So that's kind of where it comes from. If I was doing more exciting things, I'm like, ooh, I have something to talk about, but now I don't have anything.
Well, what about when you talk about when you talk to your clients? Because you always have things to talk to them about.
Well, we talk about TV like 90% of the time, and then I will talk to them about their drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and that I feel like that's like a lot of surface level conversations, yeah. which I personally find very draining.
Mm-hmm. I think you probably are. I think your introvertedness is probably so drained just by having the conversations with people that you work with that yeah. you don't have any time to give your energy to people that you like anything else.
Yeah. And you want to have energy so for drained. New stuff. Yeah.
Introvert. Yeah. Cause you're like, you as an introvert, not shouldn't have a job like that, but it's particularly draining if you have to socialize like as part of your living.
Like I really have to put on not a show, but like I have to be very interested, but also the same time. You have to be on my brain to make sure I'm not fucking up hair, but I also have to do that. I know. So I wonder if maybe socializing would be more exciting to me if I didn't do it every day.
Right. Probably. It's like you have to be on all the time. I wonder if you could like tell them you could put music on and have it, you know, at the dentist when you have a TV show on. Or
she
movie?
Has a TV on all the time.
Yeah. Maybe
now,
you
usually
could
just watch shows if they want to, but sometimes they don't want to.
I think so, maybe you should just talk less to them. But it also sounds like you're craving novelty, which I think a lot of people can relate to.
For sure.
Like maybe we should go on a girls trip somewhere or something.
Like where I was watching the free dive thing last night, where this girl like holds one breath and she goes really fucking deep in the water, and she met her husband, and her husband went to like the Congo to see gorillas, and I started thinking about UNAS, and I was like, I'll never ever do that because my anxiety is so bad that like if I need, because I need to be close to a hospital at all times, like
that's respectable alarm
with my, I know with, like, I'll never ever do anything like so crazy and unique because like I need fucking a hospital close by in case I have like any kind of medical problem. That's why I'm
well
so
let's find something in the
now.
Middle here where
there's a
know.
Lot of hospitals in Africa first of all.
Well I don't let's talk about America first. Let's America, you know,
second of all, like my dad remember when my dad came on and we were talking about Travis Barker and how he got on a plane and like I think if you're around the right person, whether it's a partner or a friend, like, you know how Travis had Courtney? I think there are people that will pull it out of you, and you will have some of those experiences in your life if you wanted to that could make you feel safe, you know?
Yeah, like, if you want, we can go alligator crocodile hunting in Florida.
Fuck that shit.
We can, you know, we can
gorillas
do that.
Are friendly.
There's American hospitals and dad, and then Naz's dad. Like, okay. We could go on a Crocodile Dundee with Naz's dad, and that would be really, that would be something to tell. About.
My dad would be obsessed. And also, let me just tell you guys. So I signed autographs at Comic-Con and I vlogged it if you guys want to watch it. I've never vlogged before. And so many people.
Where did you vlog it? Where do you
do this? It's on my Instagram. Thanks for asking, because I always say that and I guess people think YouTube. But anyways.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a YouTube channel. But so many people knew me from the podcast.
That's so awesome.
And every time someone came up, I didn't edit all of these in, but I was like, who do you like more? Okay, I asked like four people. Yeah, I was like, well, you know, I was like, who do you relate to more? Like, who do you like more? Thinking like everyone's gonna be like you because I'm there. Yeah. No one said me.
No,
everyone. Everyone is everyone. No, but this, we're all three so beloved equally. And I was so shocked
that's
by
sweet.
That.
I feel like
we're
everybody's like, going to say Lauren because she's like just so humble. You know, she's always like, I don't get it. Sucks. And we're like, no, you don't get it. It's amazing.
Self-deprecating. But yeah, everyone loved us. Like loves us equally, which I thought
that's
was
nice.
Really
sweet.
Cute. I thought
really
that was
nice.
So cool.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you guys need someone to literally just cry to if you don't have the support of a podcast group, you can go to BetterHelp.
I think we do offer support in so many ways, but we are not professionals.
You need
like
professionals,
the ones that you can get connected to in BetterHelp. And especially if you're feeling uncertain about where you're going in life, if you're like me and you're crying and you don't want to just make videos in your living room all day, even though that is a very like lovely thing to do.
It is. And, it's a great
and it's,
job.
It's extremely lucrative. But sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. So I think it's always nice to sit down with someone, talk to them about what you're going through. And when it's someone who you're not close to and it's a therapist and it's someone who can give you a objective opinion.
Objective.
Thank you. I feel like you can move forward with confidence and excitement after like getting all that stuff out. Or if you're someone like Lauren who struggles with social anxiety, well, Lauren, tell us about how like therapy has sort of helped you work through that.
With social anxiety, like you even get like nervous, like going to talk to another person in person. So like, it's kind of nice just to dip your toe in therapy and have it be online. And you're kind of like in the safe space of your own home. Like if you're just starting out therapy, it's kind of like a nice little place to start. And it's very flexible and convenient because a lot of people are anxious about literally making plans. So it's flexible. You can change the time. You can change the day very, very easily with like an online calendar. And if you don't like your therapist, you can switch really, really easy for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Anyways, Lauren, we should do a live podcast in Virginia.
Oh, we could do a live podcast.
Rhode Island is the live hunting podcast. I think we should think of something that Lauren could do in America by a hospital.
Okay, let's think of something
like really interesting and we can come back and report on what we've learned.
Life-defying activities near hospitals.
We need to do a semi-dangerous activity.
Lauren, we could go bungee jumping.
I will not bungee
jump. No!
I will skydive. Would you guys ever skydive? I've been dying to skydive.
I'd bungee jump over skydive.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Why?
You have someone else.
Because you could literally run into a wall, Ashley. You could run into something. You could fall. At least you're on a parachute.
The parachute could not, whatever it's called.
But it always does. But it always does.
No, you got to look at this. I looked at this a couple months ago.
All right, let's give Lauren more anxiety.
No.
No, because I'm not doing that.
I'm pretty sure at least once a day there's a malfunction with skydiving, and it doesn't mean that necessarily they die and crash and burn, but like there's a problem ejecting the parachute. Like I looked this up.
Well, Lord, what are you doing right now?
I'm drawing my eyelashes. I have to look like I wasn't crying after this. Okay. So there's always two parachutes and you can rely on the other guy.
Exactly, Ashley.
I don't know if that helps you or hurts you relying on the other guy though, putting your faith in someone else.
No, but they're the ones that do it because you have to
tandem
your first time.
Yeah.
Well, but still, okay. Ashley, at this point with a kid, would you even consider it? No.
We wouldn't do it with a kid anymore.
Yeah. I have to do so many things before I have a kid. Like I have to skydive before. What else do I have to do?
I wonder what's actually more dangerous. I know this is crazy. What's more dangerous? Just going in the car or going bungee jumping?
Well, statistically, getting in your car.
Probably.
You do that more. Yeah.
There's more accidents.
Yeah, but like,
what if we, what if we did something?
More accidents? I guess it's obviously the car.
The car.
Yeah. But the ratio needs to be right.
What if we did something illegal? What if we like graffitied in the middle of the night? Does that sound enticing to you, Lauren?
I would like to go into an abandoned building. I would like to trespass more.
I think what about an escape room? You've done
escape room.
Escape rooms make me feel dumb. They make me feel so dumb.
No, same. I'm an idiot. I would never get out. I wouldn't even get clue one. Yeah,
all those deciphering the code.
Wait, you know what this means? We all have to do it in video.
Escape room. Yeah.
The three of us would be fucked. They'd be like, I don't get it.
So bad.
You know what? I want an escape room where I just need to physically find things and unlock them. I don't want to have to figure out codes.
Can I say something? Like, my brain, does this happen to you guys? Because I think I'm just so stupid. My brain, like, if something comes with instructions, like, I literally can't.
Haven't we talked about this
before? I think we discussed this.
We have, totally, right?
Yes. Okay. It shuts off. My
brain literally can't even read the first thing. No, I'm like, I don't know. I have to pay someone to do it.
Yeah. So every time.
It's like what? Put bolt A into bolt B. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know where that is. I don't know any of that.
Somehow I always get it wrong.
Like, we got a sippy cup, like this sippy cup, okay, this week.
this sippy cup, like.
I'm fucking crying. You couldn't put a goddamn sippy cup together? This Ashley. Is us. Wow.
You guys, I looked on Amazon. I was like looking at the instructions beforehand, being like, should I buy this sippy cup or am I not going to be able to figure it out? And I'm going to have somebody do it. I literally gave it to Alyssa to like put together and she likes it. She'll do it. She doesn't mind.
Can I tell you guys 11 out of 11 times when I've ordered something and it looks regular size on Amazon, it comes and it's like a mini. Like, I've done that so many times because I don't know measurements.
You don't even read dimensions.
Like, I don't even read dimensions. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this picture looks great. And it comes and it's like this version of what I need. So just for everyone listening, we're going to try and plan a live podcast soon this year. So stay tuned and everyone get your ass to Rhode Island. Can't you guys come here and we do it in L.A.? I feel like there's
harder for me as a child.
Yeah, I guess.
As a child, mom.
Okay. And we already have the place.
And yes, have to write down a place. The suburbs loves entertainment like this.
They do.
LA
they
is like,
it.
You know, LA is like, we see
that's
these
not
things
true.
All the
we
time.
Had an excellent turnout.
We did. We had a great.
Really
we had a
Are
great.
Are you kidding?
That was shocking.
That was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. Don't shit on LA.
I'm not shitting on LA. I'm just saying that when I have to do anything, like sell anything Bachelor related, it's either anything in a big city is like, we don't care. But it's like, if you go to the suburbs of the East Coast, they freaking love it.
Well, this isn't Bachelor. This is I Don't Get It. So
yeah, we have more power.
We're way cooler than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really quick. So on my I Don't Get It's, the first thing I have written down is, I've hung out with various group of friends, or different friends recently. And friends have come visited me. And whenever I'm like, okay, we're going to go do this. Literally any activity. Mm-hmm. Do I need ID?
What?
They literally ask, do I need ID? And I go, how are you not fucking taking your ID everywhere? Why is that even a question?
That is so weird.
Why would you leave your house without identification?
That is so weird.
Literally, do I need ID? Do I need ID? Yes, also, you need identification anywhere you go in life. If you want to take a shit somewhere, you should have identification
in case. It's not like bringing a bowling ball. It's a fucking little ID.
Exactly. Yeah, why would you leave your purse?
Why don't you have your wallet anyway? And are these people who like maybe put one credit card in their phone case?
Yes, or hold their credit card. Yeah, in their bra. And I'm like, I don't understand these people. Like, go everywhere with your ID.
What kind of wallet do you have, Naz? I feel like you're someone who like has a weird wallet.
No,
imagine having a wallet.
Ew, no. Wallets are like for old people.
See, exactly what I mean by that.
I mean, I shouldn't share this like. Publicly,
oh, you have it on the back of your phone.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Oh, exactly.
Well, why is that? Why is that weird? Because people are gonna.
I don't know. Because maybe someone wants to mug me. I don't know. Anyways, the point is that's all I have. I don't believe in wallets. Gross.
Wow, Lauren, you couldn't have been more on the money there.
Yeah. I fucking knew it because I've never seen Naz like hold her wallet and like go somewhere with a wallet.
Did you guys ever see that SpongeBob episode? Did you guys watch SpongeBob?
No, we did not do SpongeBob.
Damn, wrong audience.
Sorry.
And everyone listening now, the OG SpongeBob watchers know that episode when Patrick loses his wallet. It's so fucking good.
Never seen it. No idea.
I need to like hang on the ID thing for a second longer. These people, like, they don't carry anything except their phone, maybe. And also, when are we gonna get an ID in the Apple Wallet? That would make sense.
Yes, like a picture of it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's very weird.
But you should also have your ID on you in your car,
in your phone.
For any reason. No. You know when you go on a walk?
You have way more serious information in your phone if your bank account's hooked up and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But anyways, you know when people go on a walk and they don't want to bring anything. Like, I'm just kind of person that's like, you never know. Like, I just always have it on my person. Support for today's episode comes from Honey Love. Okay, so I can't tell you guys how many times I have worn... Okay, so Comic-Con, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I was telling you guys how I went. Yep. I tried on, I can't even tell you, a million different shapewear brands. All of them. Either they too roll down. Tight, uh-huh. roll down. I don't know what it is, because it's like, you know when you're like not super thin, but you're not super... Like, I can't... I don't know how to describe my body. I guess I would describe it as... I don't know. The point is that the best shapewear that I found for my body is Honey Love. Like, mm-hmm. I literally put it on. It did not roll down the entire time. Amazing. And I think just for that reason alone, it is the most supreme shapewear out there.
It's so nice. And it doesn't make you feel like you can't breathe, you know?
Yeah. That's the perfect worst when you're like, I don't want to eat more, you know, because it's going to be tighter
usually-
on me.
It's usually out of place with free food that you're wearing yes. the shapewear.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Can I please just eat while looking good?
You want to indulge but not suck in.
Yeah.
They also have a convenient opening in the panty area so you can use the bathroom.
Oh my God, this is so genius. I forgot.
Exactly. You don't have to like take off your entire dress and just sit on the toilet naked. You can just like pop open your little panty area. And
wait, can I share a word with you guys yes. that we say in Spanish? Uh-huh. Like, you know when your stomach kind of pops out and you're like bloated or have you eaten a lot? Yeah.
It's like my right mom always says, button.
Yeah, my mom's like, your panza.
Panza?
It's called like, yeah. So when I think of like going to the bathroom at like said event and like rolling your shapewear down when my it's panza. Not Honey Love, you're like, panza's like out.
My panza. I love it. My panza. That's funny. Amazing.
So amazing. All right.
They also
guys.
It's not just shapewear, guys. They also have like bodysuits and underpants, and it's all like really compressioning, so you can feel like really smooth and tight even when you're just wearing a bodysuit.
However, it doesn't compress your booty. That's what's also super special about it. It has a booty lifter. It's called Boost Bands. It's on the back of the thigh, and it gives your bottom an amazing shape. Now, you guys, you can treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20%. At honeylove.com/get it, or you can get our exclusive link. We have one. It's in the notes in the bio. It's in the notes in this episode, or it's also honeylove.com/get it. You're going to get 20% off honeylove.com/get it.
Anyways, my other I don't get it was obviously my next two are travel related.
Okay. Yes.
So the first one is I was checking into my hotel in New York because I finally made it. And I think incidentals are fucking antiquated. Like, charging my card for a candy bar I don't know if I'm going to eat is so dumb. Like, charge me after.
But
why
that's
you-
not why.
Incidentals
that's not
is, why.
Like, in case it's damage to your room. If you leave, they have this money.
No, I get it. But it's like you already paid for the room. It's like I'm paying for the room. So
they just
it's like if
know.
Someone like who the fuck is going in and damaging things,
right?
Tommy well, Lee, you know, like
I
stuff
was
like that.
Rock star.
That's why exactly.
Back were made because of rock stars.
Exactly,
yes.
antiquated.
It's an 80s rock star problem.
Yeah, like what the hell?
Well, I'll tell you this: we were at a very fancy schmancy hotel.
Well, I'll tell you.
Sit down for this one. Let me tell you about this
and. And I went to a comedy show with my friend, and then I got back, and Jared goes, so I'm at a little accident. The hotel was built 3 years ago. Everything feels very new. And he goes, so the cot, because we had like a rollaway bed. He goes, so I was moving it, and I didn't realize that I scratched the floor, and he indented the hardwood, like a couple yards of the hardwood. So
a couple yards.
We were honest. We told them we did it, and they didn't charge us.
Okay, so don't take money from my fucking
That's
car.
That's crazy. If they don't charge
there.
You for that, what are they charging for?
Exactly. Like even if you got period stains on the sheets, like, is that an incidental?
Yeah, no.
You know what it is? I want clarity. I want transparency. Yeah. I want a list of what I'm on the hook for. What is an incidental? Like, if I take the lampshade home, like,
I think
what,
like if you stole a towel,
talking about
I don't fucking
no,
know.
No, not stolen. I do think, like, if exactly. you damaged a lampshade, that would probably make sense.
I bet you they still wouldn't even fucking charge you.
I bet they wouldn't.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I think that in this case, they're just like, oh, it's
charge.
A new hotel. Like, the rooms are going to have wear and tear eventually.
Do you know why I hate it? Because you guys know how OCD and type A I am. I hate it because, like, I'm like...
You're looking at your money and you're like, that money needs to go back in there.
Yeah, it's like I want to know when it's going back, and I can't track it.
Right, well, you can. You just have to keep checking.
Yes,
your account.
But who has the time and energy for this? No one. No one. Clap. This is a goddamn scam.
Yes, exactly.
This
exactly.
Incidentals is a scam. Who knows if I've ever gotten any incidental money back? I don't know.
You really don't know.
Exactly.
You really don't know.
I think about this every time I give them my card. I'm like, well, I hope that does go back. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And
don't
you know that
ideas.
They make mistakes. And this is what I mean is like, you already have my card on file. God forbid I broke a lamp. Just charge the card. Don't take the money beforehand. That's
I
my
agree.
Problem.
I
that's
agree.
Where
yeah,
I,
you don't
have
to tell I disagree. Yeah, that's interesting. Get the card info, but you don't need a charge.
Yeah. What the hell? Anyways.
Good and then, thinking.
Thank you. And then my last travel I don't get it is a plane I don't get it. Shoom. I don't know what plane sounds like that, but it's no planes. Okay, so when you put your luggage in the your carry-on or luggage in the overhead bin when you are getting on the plane, if there's spots taken up near where you're sitting, if you put your luggage behind your seat, that is a plane foul. That is a plane foul. Because when we're all trying to what is that from?
Eight Crazy Nights, the cartoon Eight Crazy Nights. No.
Technical foul.
That's funny.
It's a technical foul.
The point is that we're all trying to disembark the plane, and your luggage is way back. Like, how do you expect to get that? You're making everyone wait 10 extra minutes.
You have to,
and everyone has to pass it down. Yeah. Like we're on a conveyor belt system.
You can't do it. You got to find it before your seat.
I'm raising
my hand here. I'm trying not to interrupt, as Lauren and I said last time.
If you do that, which I understand, you have to do that sometimes because you're like, I don't want to check my baggage. I'm not going to turn around up the aisle and check my baggage. But you have to commit to yourself that you're going to wait until everybody's off the plane to go get it.
Thank you, Ashley. Yes. Yeah. And that is how you handle that.
Yeah.
Those are my I don't get it's for today.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well,
I have one I don't get it. I don't get why Jeep owners give ducks to each other.
Oh my God. Yes. I love that you asked this question.
One of my clients has a really cool Jeep and she has all these ducks. I'm like, oh, cute ducks. She goes, you don't know about the ducks? I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You just give rubber duckies to each other on the road.
Yes.
I don't know.
If you have a Jeep, I have a, there's a pack of rubber duckies you can order on Amazon, a 25 pack, and they're so fun and cool. Like one is a Mohawk. They're like all different designs. And so if you own a Jeep, especially a Wrangler, there's this thing that was started in 2020 by someone called Duck Duck Jeep. And it was just a movement of kindness. And so I have a bag in the back of my Jeep. Okay. And whenever you see a Jeep, you literally honk and throw them a duck. And then and they just pass along.
It's so much fun.
And then whenever I get to a parking lot, Ashley, like let's say I'm at Whole Foods or CVS and I see one in the parking lot, it's you like take one out and put it on the hood and then they walk out and see the duck. Like
this
it's
is
so
much fun.
Google Duck
part
Duck
of
Jeep.
A community like
yeah,
this.
I want an Acura bat or something.
I know. I want
to. Wait, Lauren, you should start Acura bat.
Lauren, maybe we should start.
Fucking crying.
Wait, Lauren's like 2005 Acura MDX. Yeah. She's just gonna like.
Let me
like
see.
This weird maroon Acura is running around throwing bats on cars.
Let me see if there's rubber bats you can get. Oh my God, there are rubber bats that you can buy on Amazon. You should start this, especially for Halloween.
Yeah,
Lauren. Lauren can do bats, and I'll do alligators. Okay, because like I can think that they probably have small little alligators.
You have an Acura too, right?
No, I have a Yukon.
Okay, so Yukon alligators, Jeep ducks, and Jeep. Acura bats.
Acura bats. I love it.
I also like the way that it's called. It's Acura bats, which sounds
like acrobats.
That's cute.
I love that.
Speaking of acrobats. I know we have to bleep it out on the radio, but Taylor's karma when it says Vegas acrobats versus goddamn acrobats.
Oh.
Totally different
is
vibe.
Is that what it says now?
Yeah. Flipping like a Vegas acrobat or what is it? What is it?
I don't.
Vegas
That's so whack. That's ridiculous. It's the other shit like they allow on the radio, and then goddamn, it goes like this.
It goes, oh, so flexing like a Vegas acrobat instead of flexing like a goddamn acrobat.
What about, you know,
that's funny.
To the window, to the wall, and skeet, 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 yeah. Motherfuckers, goddamn. They still say goddamn, or the whole thing is...
They don't say goddamn.
Do they say sweat dropping down my balls, or do they change it?
I don't know. That whole sweat song dropped must be bleeped out.
My balls definitely is on there, because like that could be just like balls being wet, like basketballs.
Yeah. Aw, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Aw, skeet, skeet, goddamn. Aw, skeet, skeet. That's it.
Wow.
Okay.
We really grew up in like the most prolific lyrical age.
That's true.
Oh, that's so good.
So whenever Lauren and I talk about Rocket Money, we always bring up the fact that my dad's obsessed with it, which is so true. And the fact that like we are obsessed with it because it tells us about all these subscriptions that secretly kind of like drain your bank account that you don't really even use. But what I have found to be so convenient with Rocket Money is like the most adult thing ever. Jared and I are talking to our financial advisors and planning college educations and retirement and like all the non-fun adulting things like life insurance.
Oh, God.
And he basically wanted us to like kind of tell him like how much we spend a year to like live the life that we are currently.
Right.
Which is kind of like what your financial planner will help you figure out, like the age that you can retire, because like you want to be able to retire and like not feel any difference between the amount of money you're spending when you're working and when you're not working. Anyway, mm-hmm. Adult things. It has been so easy to give him these answers based on our stats on Rocket Money, which has all our accounts, our credit cards, our bank cards and stuff hooked up to it. So I'm burying the lead here a little bit, but Rocket Money is a personal finance app, and it finds and cancels your unwanted subscription. It monitors your money, and it can actually help lower your bills. Yes, it can help lower your bills. It means that like if you have, let's just say for example, Verizon Wi-Fi, right? If you in the area have the capabilities of getting a different Wi-Fi and it's like less expensive, then Rocket Money will actually be like, oh hey, like we can go here, or like we can negotiate with Verizon to match.
Yeah, I think why I love it is that exact reason that you and I were just talking about, Ashley, when you give a hotel your credit card and you're worried about the money going back on your card. It's like this whole thing that I was talking about with incidentals. This obviously doesn't cover incidentals, but think of all the subscriptions that you're signed up for, like all the streaming services, fitness programs. Sometimes we forget what we've signed up for. It's impossible to keep tabs on what you're paying for every month. A lot of people think they're just spending $80 when in reality you're spending like $200. So what's cool with Rocket Money is that you can easily cancel the ones that you don't want literally with the press of a button. I don't know how you can make it any easier. So my friends, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions. Manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it.
Guys, I have like zero I don't get it's this week, which also shows that I am living too much of a life of routine. What do I don't get this week?
But not that routine. You go places. You get out. You get out.
You do get to go really cool places.
Wait, I'm not over my Acura bats yet. I'm still thinking logistics.
Yeah,
about
let's
this.
Let's like make this happen.
Acura, it definitely needs to be called like Acrobat. Like it sounds like an acrobat. So
no,
an
I like
Acurabat.
Acurabat.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm glad that she chose bat, so it sounds like that.
Me too. Wait,
and you know what you can do? You can make the bats look like acrobats all over the car.
That's a little too much, I think.
Yeah, I think I just like bats. But I saw another video on TikTok about this girl and like her cool ducks that she put. Because when I found out about the Jeep thing, I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's so cool. So she had like all these ducks on people's cars. And then this one girl goes in the comments, she was like, I received a duck on my car and I 100% thought I was going to be sex trafficked. Because sometimes people put things like on your car, like a dollar bill under the hood. So you get out and you grab the money and then they take you to get out.
Oh my God.
And then they also bend your license plate. So then you get out and you look at why your license plate is bent and all this stuff. And
how would you see if your license plate is bent?
What you like bend just over noticing. You look at it before you get in your car. So it's, whatever stops they, like, you before it, getting like, in your car, they bent it. Anyways, my license plate is bent.
Someone like trying how to get much? Me.
Like a lot?
Like the whole like bolt is off and bent. Anyways.
Wow. Well, don't look at it.
Look out, guys. Look out. But those ducks are happy. If you see a bat, a duck, or an alligator, you're okay.
You're okay. You're safe. That's funny because the first time there was a duck on mine, I parked at 99 cent stuff, I think. And I actually thought it was really creepy too. I was like, what is this? But I think it's a fun way to pick someone up.
How do you look it up?
Because then it happened again. And so I Googled Duck Jeep.
Okay.
And I was like, and then I saw all the articles about Duck Duck Jeep.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
What if I put Sesame Street characters on?
I love that. You could do a mommy one.
If I see that, like, somebody has kids, they walk out with kids. And then
have I ever told you guys, I really want to be on Sesame Street one day.
I can see you doing that.
I would love that. I went to, if you guys, whenever you come back to LA, I want to take you guys to the Jim Henson. I told you about this, right?
I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
But have you been to the adult puppet show? It's the funniest thing in the world.
No.
It's kind of secret. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's incredible. The way that they, like, they're the most talented people ever. You have to be a comedian, an improv person, a puppeteer. Like, they sing. I'm like, these are the most talented people on the planet are right here at Jim Henson Studios. Yeah.
The people like, that create those little creatures are crazy, too. I know there's a really cool show. I think it was only on for, like, one season. It was, like...
I remember that.
What was it? It's, like, Top Model. I don't know.
Top Puppet.
It's, like, Project Runway for Jim Henson creatures, and it's really cool. I love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's kind of old, but...
If you guys...
Naz going on Sesame Street real quick. Yes, yeah. Naz, you are meant to basically live on Sesame Street and then come out and then to come out for a lesson every week.
I would do one in, like, Spanish with Rosita.
I was going to say, the perfect multicultural lady to go on Sesame Street. 100%.
You're going to teach us how to, like,
that would be my fucking dream.
You could show us how to make, like, a Dominican craft and then a Dominican meal.
Yes. Yeah. A plantain. Yeah. Tostones. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would kill. Because Maria and Carlos were some of the first Latinx people I ever saw on TV, aside from, like, I Love Lucy, you know?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, I love Rosita. I would love that. Wait, what was I going to say? Thanks, Ash. Thank you guys for seeing me there. I see myself
I definitely see you. You should change your bio to be Sesame
Street.
That's,
like, literally my dream. Wait, what was I going to say? What were we talking about? I hate when this happens.
I'm so sorry. I did cut you off.
Oh, wow. It'll come back.
Oh, Ash.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
One of my, like, OG clients, JJ, she was she's from Dominican Republic, and she was saying how she thinks it's the silliest people or Dominican people think it's the silliest thing to, like, watch people outside, like, baking their bodies in the sun, because in the Dominican Republic you're just trying to find shade somewhere. Is that part of your experience?
Well, no, because I didn't grow up on the island, but that makes sense.
Did your mom bake in the sun, or she was like, this is stupid, I'm just gonna be under an umbrella?
I don't know. I should ask my mom. My mom's really white. You know, so she probably was looking for shade.
Yeah, she's like, that's all these so funny. Silly
we should
Americans.
All go to Dominican Republic together.
I would love that.
I could
That'd
do that.
Be really fun.
I would love that.
Damn it, I'm so mad. I forgot.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Sesame Street to you.
What were we talking? What else were you talking about?
No, you were coming from
Jim
Sesame
Henson.
Street.
You were coming Jim Henson puppet. To Sesame
oh,
Street.
Oh, I wanted to ask you guys a question. I had a fun question.
Okay.
If you guys were an attraction on the Las Vegas Strip, what would you do?
Wait, what is the question?
If you were a headliner on the Las Vegas Strip, what would
you know?
Like,
I have whenever an I watch. Okay, continue.
Go ahead, Ash.
Oh, okay. I would want to be like Sonny and Cher with Jared.
That would be iconic.
A variety
at the
show.
Flamingo. At the
You don't actually have to have a talent, though. It's just one that you would want to do.
Yeah, like whatever you would want.
Whenever I'm out watching competition shows, I'm like, I need to come up with, like, a talent show act just in case someone's like, okay, it's time for a talent show, because I have nothing. Yeah. What would I want to do? I don't know. Naz, what's your answer?
I don't know. I was just thinking because of puppets, because Terry Fader does the puppet show at the Mirage. I guess I would want to do, like, a lip sync thing.
Oh,
kind of
okay.
Like Britney show. Yeah. Something that required multiple costume changes.
I think I'd like to swallow swords.
Whoa. Well, that would be unbelievable, Lauren.
If I could that ever would be amazing.
Do you guys believe that people do swallow swords, or is it just like a big illusion?
That's a good question. I think they fucking do.
I think they do.
I know. I think for some reason they do too. But how is it they like open up their throat to extreme?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we? This is a Google moment of the day.
Lauren just turned on half.
Do people really
swallow swords? I guess it would be cool to be a fire breather. I wish I wasn't scared of fire, because fire is my element. I'm an Aries and I really love fire. But like, even when it comes to like putting on a little lighter, I get scared of my nails.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'm really not scared of it. Yeah.
All right. Washington Post article. Sword swallowing dates back to India 4,000 years ago, and only 100 or so people in the world practice it today.
Hmm. Wow.
There is a trick to real sword swallowing, and it doesn't involve illusions or preemptively swallowing metal tubes. Instead, it involves... Holy shit. Hold on. Instead...
Holy shit. I think of Aladdin when I think of sword swallowing.
Me too.
Instead, it involves lots of physical and psychological preparation. And for some performers, learning to swallow a sword can take years. I mean, no shocker there.
Yeah.
The act of swallowing a sword is an interaction between two fundamentally dissimilar objects, a human's upper gastrointestinal tract and a sword.
Okay, wow.
How does one like practice this, and like imagine hiring someone like for your wedding or birthday, and then something goes awry?
So
do they die instantly?
When you practice this, like when
you definitely
just like,
start
okay,
with like a stick
day.
You like just start putting like a stick down.
Oh, maybe rubber
rubber, and then once you've like nailed that, you probably go deeper and sharper.
Why though? Like, why do that?
I don't know.
Wow. People are fascinating. Would you guys ever swim with sharks? Weird. Jason Momoa hosting Shark Week makes me want to jump in. That man could get me to do anything.
Keep finding myself clicking that Discovery Channel.
Can I tell you that, like, I've had Ashley Iaconetti daydream thoughts of just booking a ticket to Hawaii and driving around to run into Momoa.
And he's single now.
I'm like, this man, Ashley, I have to meet him. I have to. He
could
like,
go over fine.
I don't know, man. I would get so nervous and not be myself, I think.
I think you would be yourself with him.
Oh, my God. I think the greatest moment in my life was when Nick Viall, a man who literally pays no compliments to anyone for no reason, is so deadpan and will not make you feel good, literally just spits facts. I was on Nick's podcast. Andrea, please find me on Nick's podcast and edit in this audio so people fucking believe me. Nick goes... I could see you dating Jason Momoa. I was like, what?
He won't realize this because, you know, maybe you're not an actor or somebody he's worked with, but you know what it's like to deal with celebrities. You know what it's like to, you can know how to relate. So then he'll feel safe around you. And then you might, I don't know his like interest in women or his taste or whatever, but like, I can see it.
Wow.
See?
He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie.
Nick would never fucking lie, and that's why I fucking believe
it. So that's
why
you're so nervous to meet him, because you know it would blossom into a romance.
I was like, if Nick Viall thinks this is viable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Nick.
I know. Can you imagine getting that from Nick?
Wow. I haven't gotten any compliments.
Well, now you have to do it.
Exactly.
I don't know, Lauren. I'm pretty sure he's told you look good a few times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Lauren, that's true.
He's like, yeah, you look nice.
You look nice,
Lauren.
Oh, God.
You look nice. Nick would be the sickest Muppet on Sesame Street.
Oh,
if I ever got on Sesame Street.
Can he be your sidekick on Sesame Street?
Yes. If I got on Sesame Street, I would have a meeting with the puppeteers, and I would say, can we make a Nick Viall puppet, please? And I want to have a conversation.
His shtick would be,
Nick
don't lie. Never lie. Yeah. If someone's ugly, tell them.
He'd be like, I cannot tell a lie now. And I'd be like, come on, Nick. Let's walk down Sesame Street. Isn't this pretty? And he'd be like, it's okay.
I've seen better. Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
That's amazing.
All right. Anything else we should discuss?
What's happened this week in pop culture besides Ariana Grande being a homework?
Okay. I mean, that's probably something to discuss.
We also never talked about Barbenheimer, but
I don't want that's too cliche right now. Let's not. You have to do that for work. I would love to talk about Ariana Grande and this guy that she supposedly had an affair with.
Go ahead, because
I know nothing.
What
so
do you mean you know
please
nothing?
Inform me and all. I just know that she ended her marriage and she was at Wimbledon next to the guy from Bridgerton. That's literally all I know.
Bridgerton. Okay,
she ended her marriage.
Yeah, the Bridgerton.
This guy's from Bridgerton.
Right, Lauren? No, the guy from. I'm just saying she was
just
seen
was seated
at Wimbledon.
Next to him. Has nothing to do with the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I know.
So her and her husband got a divorce or filed for divorce. And on the set of Wicked, she fell in love with her co-star, who is SpongeBob in the musical Broadway, SpongeBob, who happens to look like, I don't even know, an adult Chucky from Rugrats.
Wait, what?
And he...
Like, I know this is a very... Like, this conversation, we must warn, is, like, so superficial. But
sure.
Also not.
But not really.
Because,
and then
like, they
SpongeBob,
both cheated on their spouses.
Wait, is his name... Is his name Ethan Slater?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm looking
Ethan
him up
Slater
now.
Then divorced his wife the same time Ariana did so they could be together. And Ethan Slater has a one-year-old daughter, and he's been with his wife since high school. And divorced his wife be with Ariana Grande. And we know that's not going to end well. He fucked his life up. For maybe an infatuation on Ariana's part. And this is all hearsay. This is all hearsay.
Yeah, I know,
this
but
is
they
allegedly.
Did announce divorces in the same week after
did.
It was already first
and
announced that was having an affair with, and that's the reason for her divorce. And then all of a sudden,
his mates on Wicked were saying they weren't hiding the relationship.
Yeah.
What does he play on Wicked? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what he plays, but not.
You know what sucks? Wicked is directed by John M. Chu, who's one of my favorite directors. I'm friends with them. And they ended, because of the actor strike, they had 10 days left of filming. And they didn't end. Isn't that crazy? So who knows when we're even going to get Wicked. But now I really want to fucking see. What does he play on
Wicked? We don't
know.
I don't remember. I don't know.
He doesn't look like he's going to play the love interest, though.
No. He's playing Bach.
Bach?
What's his name?
Bach, B-O-Q.
I don't remember the show, to be honest. It's been like 17 years.
I think he's a munchkin from what I remember in the...
Oh, wow.
That's embarrassing!
Lauren!
You guys, what kind of sexual chemistry exists between these two? She must have been like startled. She must have been startled herself to be so infatuated.
She must have been startled. You guys, this is mean.
I told you it was going to be superficial.
Yeah, we warned you guys. If you guys
can't
handle
this. You're like, we said it, so it's fine.
Yeah,
we said it.
You know,
we told you.
We're going to Wendy Williams and just say allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You guys are wild. Well, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. What if they really are in love?
I feel really bad for his wife.
Me too. She said today something like, Ariana's not a girl's girl. I was like, yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, if there's been a pattern of Ariana making her significant others leave their current spouse for her.
Who else left their current spouse to be with her?
Pete Davidson left, what's her name?
Kate Beckinsale?
No. Larry David's daughter.
Oh, yeah, Cassie.
And then...
But they were together for sure.
It was like 2 days. I think it was like 2 days or something. I don't know. So then she also, her ex-husband now, his previous girlfriend came out and said that when he tells you not to worry, I can't speak. The girl he tells you not to worry about is actually something to worry about. So she was worried about him.
Did you say his ex-wife?
His ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
And then there's one more I can't remember.
Damn.
Anyway. Hmm. And that's why everyone's like, oh, the song, I Want It, I Got It.
Ooh.
I Want It, I Got It. Yeah. Ariana Slander.
I'm back. I think Big Sean is the other one.
Big Sean.
Oh, she was with Big Sean, left someone to be with Ariana?
I think... The story is that he cheated on, why am I blanking? Why do I know half of this story?
The girl that died from Glee.
Yeah, I was going to say Naya Rivera.
Yes.
Naya Rivera to be with Ariana?
Yes.
Whoa.
So it's happened like at least 3 times.
Yeah, she alleged in her book, Sorry Not Sorry, that she found Grande at his home while she and Big Sean were still dating.
Well, this is why I don't know if I could ever date an actor. I guess I go back on my mo because it's like you get in a role, You know, it's like, how do you not catch some feelings? Yeah. You know what I mean? You're away from your partner for months, potentially, in a different country, potentially.
Yeah.
Like, just, and you're supposed to like someone else. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It's definitely, that's a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think that everybody can admit, like, even in, like, the happiest of marriages, that, like, in that situation, feeling something is probably totally natural. It just a matter of you holding yourself to commitment.
Yeah.
But it is Venus retrograde, and so many people are breaking up right now.
What the heck is Venus retrograde now?
So all planets go in retrograde, but Venus is a planet that, like, sort of oversees relationships of love. Yeah, we know Venus. And I'm like, we know this planet.
Yeah.
It's a beauty of love. So just so you know, you're not supposed to get Botox, filler, any of that. So I got all that stuff beforehand. And it's retrograde till September 3rd. Because it's like Mercury retrograde, where you're not supposed to buy a computer. It's like, most likely things won't last. You're not supposed to be starting a relationship right now.
Filler won't last?
No, it's like, there's a lot of potential for things to go wrong because it's retrograde, you know? So it's like buying a computer during Mercury retrograde, which handles communication and, like, technology. It's like, you may end up with a computer that's like shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whatever. The point is that Sofia Vergara got divorced. Rosalie.
Sofia Vergara is getting
Ariana Grande ended her marriage, I guess, allegedly. Rosalia and her boyfriend, I think, were engaged and they broke up. And Beyonce's mom ended, I think, her marriage or partnership with her partner. Literally all, like, in the same 3 days.
Wow.
Or week.
Okay, so this ends September 3rd, and then what happens on September 4th? Like, do we
It goes direct, and then you're supposed to wait a couple days, like, you know, because planets
feel like
are
so
like
many
waking
relationships
up again.
Start mid September. I feel like that's when a lot of relationships
cuffing season begins.
Yeah, so I think after September 3rd,
the fall sense, you can pick up the fall sense just on some nights, and that makes you just want you. That makes you need someone.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, I need someone to keep me warm.
I'll ask one roundtable question just to top it off.
Yes.
Okay, so I wouldn't remember what I was watching because I had to have been watching it, not experiencing it. And it was I don't know, if there was any job in the world and you'd make the same amount of money you make now, but it could have caused like more happiness or whatever, what would your job be? It could be anything and you're still making the exact same amount that you're making now. What would
Interior
you do?
Designer.
Interior designer? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably make more fucking doing that.
I mean, yeah, it could.
Ashley's would be like being a first lady of a president or something.
I would probably
I'd like to clean earwax out of people's ears.
Well, like, do we have to, like, is this just a dream,
Lauren,
right?
That would be so satisifying for
I know.
You.
Lauren, so this is like dreamy.
It could be anything.
Right?
Like,
did
I think
you
I was
just hear what Lauren said?
Yeah. It's so normal.
So normal. Acrobats. So normal.
Acrobats.
It's fine. Just Lauren. Earwax.
Well, I guess I would like to be a boy band like reporter, like a boy band interviewer.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. You kind of are.
I know. Okay, like, those are the ones
that would give you the most joy.
Yeah, but like I want to do it like on stage and like have it would be like the Backstreet Boys one where I had like an audience of 20 so I could get like a little energy from them.
Okay.
I love that for
That's
you.
That's good.
I think you can make that happen now if you want.
Thanks.
Wow.
So good. All right, cool.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to me.
Love you. Lauren, are you feeling better?
Yeah, I feel like I can breathe.
Okay, good. We distracted you fully.
Remember that song? Just breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that.
Okay.
2 a.m. and she calls me.
I was going to say, that's Vanessa Carlton?
No.
What is that?
Wait, how does that song go? That song fucking stinks. Wait.
Natalie and...
No, it's not Natalie.
No.
Wait, what is
2 a.m. and I'm I'm gonna remember it.
Anna Nalick.
Oh,
I would have not gotten that.
2 a.m. she calls me because I'm still awake.
Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him.
Winter just wasn't my season.
Yeah, we walk through the.
Wait, yo, this song fucking slaps,
guys. On another related
note. I thought
we
were leaving.
I'm so sorry, but Vanessa Carlton, you know Vanessa Carlton, she has a house in Warwick, Rhode Island.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
She is officially Jared, ladies and gentlemen. The transformation is complete.
That makes sense to me. Remember her song White Houses? Like, I can picture that.
Jared's
all
favorite.
Taking place in Rhode Island.
She
that's Jared's favorite about her losing her virginity.
I know.
Oh,
he doesn't
really?
Know what it's
he
about.
He doesn't know that's that.
Can I just say, when Jared was in the car telling us he loves White Houses, I was like, he doesn't fucking know what this house what this is about. It's a little bit like her cherry being popped.
So they didn't even play it on MTV. It was so controversial. Yeah.
Her house was in Architectural Digest. It's just funny it's in Warwick. That's all. It's like the Rhode Island humor.
Warwick.
White Houses about her virginity. Interesting. Yeah.
Tough to tell you didn't Jared know this, Ashley?
I don't even remember how the song goes.
Oh my God. It's the play Breathe first and play that song. They're so beautiful, both of them.
All right. Now we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
All right, bye. Acurabats.
I don't get it. Podcast.